This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And your favorite program on the air for another hour, it's the Twitter zone. If you're going into that zone, DJ V Show, at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, who's here, at the ready, and On Air Victoria, at On Air Victoria. She's at the ready as well, at Kara Schillen, at the ready in our studio. So Victoria's in New York, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, I'm in Boston. We have the country well represented. If you're not having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the coasts are represented well. So let's see if we can bring the inland in with an overview of what's trending there, Victoria. What's happening in the heartland?
Well, in Paris, that's the number one trending item right now.
Oh, that's the heartland.
That's the heartland.
Well, people are talking about this in the heartland.
Yeah, of course, the knife attack is what we're referencing. A crazy person went on a knife-wielding attack, and two people are dead and several are injured, including the attacker. He was killed by police. He was shot. He had been radicalized. Apparently, he was born in Chechnya. There's more stuff coming out about him, but he had been he was a French citizen along with his parents, and the attacker's mother and father are now in custody for questioning with police. A friend of his has also been detained for questioning, and ISIS, of course, claimed responsibility for the attack, like they always do. And
I don't know if they always do, but sometimes
they claim responsibility for everything. It seems like they want to spread that message, though. It makes sense if you're that kind of a terror group.
But I don't think we should be spreading it. So I understand you want.
Well, it's
I don't
a fact
want to know
of the story. I mean,
I don't want to know what the guy's name is either.
Well, I didn't say it.
Good. I know you didn't. I got that. Good. Good, but not so good. All right.
One of the other things, though, it's unfortunately he had been on a watch list. It's kind of the same story that we hear a lot. So I'm not sure.
That's why
how
I didn't
want to
give it much. That's the reason I didn't really want to give it much. It just is the same old,
It feels like that, yeah.
Better for knowing it. It's just Monday mayhem all over again.
I think the point, though, is if everybody's on a watch list, then I think we need to focus more on the list.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like that seems to be the theme. Oh, well, he was on the watch list, or he had been interviewed by the FBI. And
people watch if they're not really watching, right?
Right, no. Exactly. Yeah, we've got to be better at watching.
Yeah.
And, okay, so then let's go to California for a quick story. This is, I believe, Jen's neck of the woods. Did you hear about this 9-year-old boy in the bouncy house?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know those bounce houses that kids and families
in
rent?
McDonald's and stuff, and you can rent them? Yeah.
Sure, and you can rent them, and they're very popular, birthday parties and things like that. Well, a little boy had one in his front yard. He's 9 years old. He was playing inside the house in Adelanto? Adelanto?
Yeah, that's towards Hemet, the desert, like as you're going out to Palm Springs, I think.
And I believe it's San Bernardino County, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he was playing in the bounce house, and apparently the winds got so... There was such a huge gust of wind, the entire bounce house, with him inside it, was airlifted onto Highway 395, it was hit by a car, and miraculously, this boy walked away with just minor scrapes.
Remember when we were talking about the houses that have the tumbleweed that have gone up to the roof?
Yeah.
That's the same area. The winds out there are so bad that this kind of thing, I would imagine, probably does. It's not out of the realm of possibility that it would happen, for sure.
He apparently bounced into two different lanes of traffic.
Ooh,
he got hit by one car, totally walked away fine. Maybe, I'm not sure, I guess the bounce house must have protected him, but the police are now telling parents, if you have these bounce houses, you've got to make sure that they're installed properly and weighted down, because anytime that professionals install them for birthday parties, they're always strapped down like a tent, and so they're warning.
Yeah, they pound in. That's a great analogy. It's like a tent because they put these steel stakes in the ground, pound them in, and then they tie each corner of the whatever that thing, the bouncy house, but any of the tents, they anchor them that way so that they won't be affected by any wind or any other weather.
Well, they said that he had been blown as far as 50 feet up in the air. This is a total just miracle that this kid is okay. He had been, he had a family party. They had 30 guests, and everyone had been using the bounce house, and it was secured, but somehow, I guess it wasn't weighted down enough, and then when this gust of wind came, but the sheriff just said that this is one lucky kid, and he is, so he should buy, the parents should buy a lottery ticket.
Against the bounce houses, officially, because...
buy a lottery ticket, there you go.
Yeah, no kidding. But these bounce houses are so weird to begin with. They're like little, I don't know, they're like petri dishes. They're sticky. Yeah. They're just, I mean, kids love them. Well, I don't know. I say, growing up, I never had one. Like, let's just give it up. Don't you
better
know?
Than ball pit, though, because those really freak me
out.
The goo from being used, do they clean them? That's what I would like. If anybody's had any experience with this, get at us, will you? At DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn.
A lot of sweaty kids on those things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What in the world is it like inside? What kind of a germophobic nightmare is that? It just seems to me that... Oof.
I don't know. Well, apparently there's more injuries have happened. They just a couple months ago, 2 10-year-old kids were stuck in one as it got detached from the compressor that keeps the air in it.
Yes.
And then they rolled. These 2 10-year-olds were stuck in it. As it was deflating, it started to roll away from the house. It rolled 300 feet into a lacrosse game. No one was hurt, but it was another one of those things where,
Good heavens.
I don't know. Parents, maybe rethink it. Take your kids to a bowling alley.
Did we jump the gun on Friday with the Waffle House and the guy who was the policeman who accosted this guy because supposedly he went to the prom with his sister? That doesn't seem to have been the way this played out. Anybody else notice anything about that?
I haven't heard anything more about that story.
Did you read
anything more about it?
Yeah, I did, actually. I noticed a couple of different things. The CBS website, you might look at the details. I see conflicting info from various, and then I want to know what's fake news, what's real news. So before we talk about it, but I think it's something that probably some people have looked at and said, well, wait a minute, I heard this story on Friday, and this isn't the way the Stephen gang claimed it happened. So what's the right... which is the right side of the story, I guess, is the question. The right side of all of the political humor that gets aimed. I want to know whether Jimmy Kimmel was being facetious or not when he said America was tired of Trump bashing. Is that legitimate or is it something, because he's been a big Trump basher, and so has every Saturday night if you watch SNL, it has been one after another, after another, after another, after another. And I saw a piece, an editorial, about how people are getting tired of the political stuff just is getting old. And I wonder how many think that that is the case. I don't watch SNL anymore. Although it was, I was just going to sleep. I was up late, and I turned it on. It was the last frame where What's-Her-Face McCarthy was on. And it was just as they were giving off the credits at the end where the news thing is done, and she walks up to the camera. It was pretty interesting to see her wish her mother a happy Mother's Day, but it was the way it was done. Those of you who saw it, I'm probably not translating it very well, but it was pretty funny. But the rest of the stuff is just old. Just doesn't ring a bell with anybody much anymore, except the Trump haters and.
Well, not just the Trump haters. SNL has managed to capture a younger demographic, and it's not just. There's a lot of, you know, Childish Gambino was on recently. Like that's caused a lot of social media buzz. So it's relevant to a much younger audience than I think it ever was before. It's not just the Trump stuff, because if it was all that would bore the younger audience that they have now. So there are one or two skits, sure, but beyond that, I think that they've actually gotten better in the last couple months.
I guess it just depends on your definition of better. They're forced
to come up with stuff that's not political.
I love to laugh, and I love to, and I don't care what I laugh at. It really, my politics don't affect what I laugh at. If it's funny, I usually laugh at it. And there's something, and maybe it is. Maybe I'm aging out. I don't know. I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm only 40 years old, but there's something that is missing for me about Saturday Night Live. It feels like it's not created for me anymore to make
right.
me laugh. So
thank you. What both of you just said is kind of where I am. Yeah, I'm not the audience anymore. Maybe I should just get over it. I'm not the audience. I'm not the person who is to be amused. I don't count. Because I'm not in the age demographic that supposedly people want to get into the...
Well, you might not be the target, but it's funny because my parents actually, we were down with my parents for the weekend, and they both, I didn't know that they had ever really watched SNL ever, but they just were talking about having seen the last couple of weekends, and it's funny because they said that they get all the political jokes because they know what's going on politically, but some of the other stuff they said they didn't even understand. And I was like, well, that's the pop culture stuff that's aimed at a much younger audience that just kind of went over their heads. So it's funny you mentioned that because they just talked about that.
I also don't know how it used to be, but I think it's very much the same as other stuff on social media where people pick and choose. So I watch it. I mean, I don't normally stay up that late on Saturday nights because I'm a 70-year-old woman as well. But the only time I ever watch it, if there's an artist that I really, really want to see or someone who's posting it that I really want to see, I think that people in the past might have just watched it as a show, and now I think people only pick and choose what they want to see. And I think that's a very millennial and younger generations type thing to do.
And no one watches it live. Everyone watches the videos later.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we're just taking care of SNL and political commentary all in one fell swoop. Hoo-ha! 18 past the hour. I have been a radio personality for a long time, and I have been fortunate to keep my charm and good looks. Okay, wait a minute. People, what's this story going to be about? This is about my teeth. They're all mine. Well, actually, they aren't all mine. Did I ever tell you the story about my dog when I was in high school? We played hide and seek, and I climbed up in a tree.
He won.
I was holding onto a branch, and I lost my balance. A branch came back and whacked me in the mouth, knocked out my front teeth. So I had for a long time a plate there, which was replaced a number of years ago by permanent teeth. And so if you look at them and then you look at the teeth around that are real, around those front teeth, you will see no difference because I have maintained usage of power swabs, which maintains the whiteness of your teeth no matter what. See, that was a long way around the barn to get that story up, but you get the point. If I have eaten things that may, like I eat a lot of grapes, the redness, the same as with red wine, it does stain your teeth. I drink now a lot of this Life Change tea, and that can affect my teeth. Any tea you're drinking can affect color of your teeth. And a lot of people try to use whitening strips. Maybe they try some of those toothpastes that have the plastic little incy-dincy, beachy-weensy things in them that actually they do make your teeth whiter, but they eat away at the enamel. They are going to ruin your teeth. Don't do that. Let's do power swabs instead. 5 minutes. It's the 5 minute solution to a bright white smile. That's all it takes. You take a little, I have this nice little, got a little tube here, and you break it open and you take the thing, your teeth all the way around. It tastes good too, actually. It's not breakfast, but it tastes good. It doesn't leave an aftertaste. There's no messy strips or any of that stuff. It just is nice, pure, natural whiteness. That's what you get with power swabs, and it works in 5 minutes, so get rid of the stains. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to it on the DJV show. Get 50% off the price. 800-207-1797. Nice, white, bright teeth. That's the story. Caps and veneers, like the I guess that's what, these are caps that I have in the front of my mouth. They are going to be taken care of the same as the rest of your teeth. Try power swabs, 800-208-1797, 50% off with the DJV code, 800-208-1797, power swabs, 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Review quickly at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show. Let's see, what did I watch over the weekend? A couple of movies, that sort of thing. I didn't go to the movies, though, this weekend. Didn't have time to do that. I have to now stay home with Daisy and keep my eye on her. Let's see, what is... I don't know, I can't... Other than last night, the usual NCIS and Madam Secretary, both good shows in my estimation. That's about the time I get started watching about 9 o'clock. Lots of activity on the farm yesterday. No video of that, though. And then there's tonight, Jennifer. What do we have tonight?
Well, this is the last week of big finales. I think this week and next week will kind of wrap things up, and you'll start to see these mid-season
ratings are over the 24th. Of May ratings, yeah.
So lots of finales this week. Lucifer has their season finale tonight. That's on Fox, along with The Resident, both of those celebrating their finale. And Superior Donuts, also season finale on CBS. Food Paradise is going after the hottest spots serving the gooeyest versions of mac and cheese that you can imagine. Ooh. So if you need a little food porn, that's on the Cooking Channel at 10.
Food porn, of course,
this week will also be about the Royal Wedding. The Royal Wedding Watch starts. There's a series premiere. It's a countdown to the Royal Wedding on PBS. That's tonight at 10 o'clock.
The wedding is Saturday, right? This Saturday?
That's right. Rounding things out on ABC, Dancing with the Stars is all new at 8 o'clock, followed by The Crossing. CBS, as we mentioned, Man with the Plan, Superior Donut season finale. And Elementary has a new episode at 10 o'clock. The CW has new episodes of Supergirl and iZombie starting at 8. And The Voice is brand new on NBC starting at 8, following Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Kerry Russell is joining. This is a celebrity edition of this show, and it starts at 10 o'clock on NBC.
Music at 26 past the hour. Musical birthdays. Two Stevies are celebrating their birthday, Stevie Winwood and Stevie Wonder. Stevie Winwood celebrated his 70th birthday, and a Spotify playlist featuring 70 of his biggest hits. Who has 70 big hits?
He's been in a lot of different bands that had a lot of hits.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Just so everybody recognizes him, if you don't know the name, why don't you crank it up for a second, Kara? This is one of his big songs. Good song. 50 years, performed live in a number of bands. saying, I guess in the manner of speaking, what Victoria was saying is he has been around. And as a result, starting off with the Spencer Davis Group, which was a great rock band in the early 70s. This is their contribution to Hitsville. This is a great song. Crank this puppy up. And he was in Traffic. For those of you who don't know,
I was
that,
in traffic this weekend.
William, me too. Matter of fact, he was in Traffic. He was in Blind Faith. He had a solo career. Also, partly responsible for writing some of the hits for the Spencer Davis Group. This "Give Me Some Love," and we just heard that "I'm a Man," among other "I'm a Man." Yes, I am. I'm a man, etc. There it is. Yeah. They sing it better than I recite it.
Shocking.
Excuse me. He also wrote or co-wrote "Dear Mr. Fantasy," "The Low Spark of High Heel Boys," and then back. Yeah, this is a good song. Crack that up for a second. So him, "Higher Love." All right, so Sutton, let's move on to the other side. That's Saturday, Wynwood on Saturday. Stevie Wonder turned 68 yesterday. At age 11, little Stevie Wonder became a national sensation. He was big man on Motown. "Uptight, Everything's All Right." Another 60s hit, "Fingertips Part 1." "Once in My Life," "My Sharia Moore." His career hit a critical and commercial apex in the 70s. Got the Grammys for Album of the Year. "Inner Visions" was the album in 74. And then for "Fulfillingness," the first finale of the 75 and awards. Took home another one in 77 for "Song in the Key of Life." That's a fabulous album.
That's a great album.
Yeah. Those records produced the funky favorites of "Higher Ground," "Sir Duke," which is great, "Boogie On," "Reggae Women," "Reggae Reggae." Thank you, Doug. And then he had "I Just Called to Say I Love You," which is my favorite of all of his songs, frankly.
Oh, my God. How do you like the cheesiest one that he ever
had? That's the best one.
Oh, God. It's the worst one.
No. I thought it was just a fabulous song. All right. So, happy birthday to Stevie Winwood, who's 70. Aging rocker Stevie Wonder, 68. Look at how they're producing and continuing to contribute to society at that age, folks. 29 after the hour.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, premiering March 6th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. Monday is upon us, the 14th of May. Wow, we're almost into half. But into halftime here, Jennifer.
Hack it off, Dougie.
The Ides of May are tomorrow. It really is amazing. Somebody said
to me, "The Ides of May are tomorrow."
It really is pretty amazing how the time really is. The Earth has sped up on its axle, and the time just seems to be going quicker because I think it is.
I didn't know the Earth had an axle.
It has an axis. Did I say axle? Well, an axis and an axle are pretty much the same thing. Something through the middle that holds both ends together. In a manner of speaking, this is DJV, Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen had a birthday weekend. Did you do something like, did you go bartending like you normally do on a weekend?
I did bartending. I did go bartending, unfortunately. I went to a concert Friday night, which was a lot of fun. And then I spent the rest of the weekend working. So, but I worked a Mother's Day event yesterday, which was actually pretty nice.
Sweet.
There were tons of moms there. So.
What did you do for Mother's Day, Jennifer?
Nothing, because my mom's
Oh, your mother's out of town. That's right, too. Happy Mother's Day, Mom! All right. You know how there are hundreds of people that use that new Books thing, apparently. It's very popular. It's good because it was new.
Her flowers I ordered for her were they were really absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We sent flowers to my mother-in-law, to Lewis's mother and his grandmother, and they both love them. And my godmother, who's listening in France, sent flowers from Boops to her mom in Florida. So
we
went around the globe.
Around the globe.
Say, thank you, Victoria.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, so what did Fancy Nancy do? You were doing Mother's Day with her, right?
Yeah.
Every weekend is Mother's Day with her.
Yeah, we took Fancy Nancy out on Saturday for brunch because I didn't make a reservation in time to get
nice
into any
going.
Place on Sunday.
A lousy
but it ended
daughter
up being better.
You?
It ended up being a lot better because the menu wasn't limited. So, and she loved the place that we took her. So,
good.
It was a nice place on the water. It was not such a great weather weekend, but it was still a really nice time.
Yeah, it wasn't a great. It was okay.
It rained in Southern California, which I love. For me, that is a great weather weekend, but it's surprising.
Mm-hmm. And Megan said that Megan called me yesterday with Miles wanted to make sure I knew that it was Mother's Day.
Aww.
He was making brownies with his father for Mother's Day, and there was something else that they were doing that was just kind of fun.
Now, how does he, like, what does he say when he's letting you know that it's Mother's Day?
Oh, he's a chatterbox. He just goes a mile a minute, yakety-yak, he called, I love you, Grandpa, when am I going to see you? And Gramps, he calls me Gramps. And when am I going to see you? And, he goes off onto his, and then he'll start some non sequitur, and then he went from that to, we're making
he gets
mom
that from you.
Brownie.
We know where that comes from.
Whammo.
Maybe it's good for Doug to be around Miles when all those non sequiturs happen. A little taste of how we feel.
Today is, speaking of non sequiturs, National Women's Checkup Day. National Women's Checkup Day. We're going to see if Victoria has a temperature. We'll take her temperature and let you know.
The hard way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. I'd like to have on my side.
National Women's Health Week. The goal is to maintain regular checkups as one of five healthy habits women can do to improve their health. Other in that list of five things, physical activity, healthy diets, quit smoking, follow general safety rules. Amazing how many young women your age, Kara, I'm sure you see it. And even Victoria get up to that age. I think they stop by the time they get to Jennifer's age, but smoking with young women. What?
I'll beat you.
Yeah, I just want equal opportunity.
Like, by the time they're Jennifer's age, they can't even lift a cigarette to their mouth.
I know, right?
Even if they wanted to smoke, they couldn't.
So, do you ladies all have national? Do you all have regular checkups? When's the last time you had a health checkup, Jennifer?
I'm actually behind a little bit by a year or two, and that's because my gynecologist.
A year or two?
Well, by a year or two. Usually I go to the gynecologist every year.
Yeah,
but I think
mine retired, and I have not. I've been a little slow in finding a new replacement, so I need to get on that.
Several different ways, but I'll take it.
Promised my mom, though, that it would happen by July 1st, so I just need to make a decision. I just hate having to find a new doctor.
How about why not worry? Let's not have your mother be a factor in this. Let's have you be responsible.
I am responsible. How dare you?
Because you haven't been for 2 years. That's how dare I.
Oh, well,
make sure you're okay. All right. I make up for it. I have a couple of health checks a year. Victoria, what about you?
I go every year. But I have to say, though, I am behind on things like getting a regular physical. I haven't done that in a couple years. And I should probably, important to get your eyes checked, too. So I should do that, too. I don't have a primary care physician,
really?
So I have to find a new one. Well, mine retired, and so I have to find a new one, and it's such a pain.
Right. Thank you. See, I actually have a primary care. I just need to find my women's health doctor. So I have a doctor that I go to. Mm-hmm. But
would you feel comfortable seeing a man or a woman?
I prefer seeing a man for gynecology, and I have a theory about that.
Why?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Because I've been to both men and male and female gynecologists, and I think that because women already know what our parts are, they're a little more cavalier because they're like, "Oh, come on, suck it up, sweetie," because you know we all have these parts. And I don't know. I had a bad experience with a female gynecologist. Men are very gentle because they don't know what everything does and how it might.
instance.
I found the exact opposite. That's so interesting. I've had two different female gynecologists that I thought were just phenomenal, and I've been to probably three or four men. I have a male because the female partner that I was using moved to California, so I had to switch.
Help a sister out.
She was great. She was so good. And I actually find that while I love my doctor, he's wonderful, but I feel like he's a little like, suck it up. And I'm like, a couple times, mister, you don't really know what I'm going through. So there's a little miscommunication.
And you're reluctant
sometimes
to tell him what you're going through, or are you waiting for him to figure it out on his own?
No, I mean, when I tell him things, sometimes he just kind of, if you're a man and you have no idea what a certain pain is or an issue, then, you know, you just can only clinically diagnose it. You really can't anecdotally diagnose things. And I found that to be a little bit of a problem. He's a great doctor. I'm not going to leave him, but it's still, sometimes I prefer a woman. The two that I had were just phenomenal.
Hmm. All right, so, Kara, what's your story?
How can I follow that up?
I started getting annual physicals when I was 24. Have had at least one physical a year since then. How about you?
I know that I should because my parents' insurance covered it. So I did. This year I was pretty good because I'm switching my insurance next month, and so I wanted to go to all of my doctors because they're still in my parents' insurance. I wanted to go to all my doctors and get my checkups before I switch over to my insurance and possibly have to pay more for it. I'm okay on the annual physical. I get one like every other year.
So that's not annual. It's called biannual.
I'm okay with the annual.
I'm okay.
I get every five years.
I don't really know that anybody who really does go every year.
Yeah.
Except me. You talking
at
about women
age
or me?
No, just our age, maybe.
What about your parents, Kara? Do they both have physicals?
Well,
this is a good reminder for everybody.
Well, they do now because of Obamacare, they get health benefits or additional benefits if they go every year. Or maybe it's not really benefit is the right word. Things happen or they can have repercussions if they don't go every year.
Are they over 65, Kara?
No.
Okay, because my parents, what you're going to find when they go on to
Medicare
is that, and I think this is really awesome. My mom was like so surprised because we all have the same family doctor who's been our doctor forever. And so his office called and said, we want you to come in for your annual physical. My mom's like, what? This phone call, what is it? But apparently Medicare not necessarily requires, but offers you one full workup. And they do everything, a skin check, they do, a look at your heart, your lungs, they basically give you the full under the hood workup and even look at your skin and all of that. And it lasts, I guess they gave her about an hour's worth of time. She could ask any question, any concerns she was having, diet questions, everything. And that was part of her Medicare plan. They called my dad and did the same thing to him too, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yep. But the thing that is, this is what you're hearing from the ladies, folks, is probably a good reminder for all of us, no matter what our age. First of all, getting the physical, knowing what's going on in your body, very important. We discuss that frequently on the podcast GoodDayHealthShow.com, which you might check up on because all of the things we talk about are archived there. GoodDayHealthShow.com. It really does underscore also what is more important to you. I hear this all the time. Well, my insurance doesn't pay for it, so I'm not going to check. Come on.
Well,
what's more important than your health? If you have to pay for it, then stop. Don't buy a bottle of expensive bottle of wine or a couple or whatever
it is.
That's
good for your heart. Watch it, buddy.
What we're seeing here from talking, what's more important is not really the insurance thing, but having a doctor that you like.
Yeah.
And they're not that easy to find.
Effective.
And it can be frustrating when you go to one and you don't love them and then you have to go through the whole process and find another one, or you have to stick with one that you don't like. I think what's nice for you is you talk about them all the time on air. You have doctors that you know a lot, that you like, that you trust, and you have a bunch of different ones that you go to.
I think
a lot of people don't have that, as you've seen from our whole conversation.
Right. Yeah.
And so you're less inclined to go when you don't have a doctor that you really like and trust, when it's kind of like painful and you're not looking forward to I don't think anyone looks forward to going to the gynecologist, but it's really difficult to find one that you really like.
Go get beyond that. If you don't have one, schedule a checkup, find somebody that you like, talk to other women or men, depending on which side. Use hashtag Women's Checkup Day to post on social media some of the things that you want to share, your blood pressure, for example, That's something you got to stay on top of. So, a word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. Let's get to the sports desk and find out what's going on with Peyton Manning, Victoria. What is he? There have been lots of people talking about him getting involved in ownership, right?
Well, that's the newest thing. People have been wondering what exactly he was going to do since he's been retired. And now the Charlotte Observer in Charleston, South Carolina, has said that billionaire Ben Navarro has reached out to Peyton Manning to be part of an ownership group for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so the Navarro guy is the CEO of Sherman Financial Group. He's one of, not the Jaguars, the Panthers, I mean. He's one of four known bidders for the Panthers, which became available for sale after a report of sexual and racial misconduct by the team's owner, Jerry Richardson. Peyton Manning has stayed away from official NFL positions since retiring. He has a statue, of course, of himself in front of Lucas Oil Stadium, which has been great. He's also doing a lot of TV ads, but he said he doesn't want to coach. He doesn't want to be an analyst on TV. So everyone's kind of wondering, well, what does he want to do? But being an owner might actually be the right thing for him. When he retired with $249 million in career football earnings and $400 million in total earnings, which includes his endorsement. So he's got the money if he wants to participate in being an owner.
There you go. Help yourself, Peyton. Have a good time. Meanwhile, Jennifer reports on the latest at the WWE.
Yeah, they're on tour right now, and they're in Europe, and we've talked a lot about Ric Flair. Well, Ric Flair's daughter is Charlotte, and she was the former women's champ. Now she is part of the SmackDown lineup, and again, they are in Europe. She was doing a match, and she suffered a dental injury during a live event in Germany. Oberhausen is the place. Reports from the event say Charlotte had her front teeth kicked out during a match in which she was squaring off against another female former champ, Carmella. After completing the match, Flair embraced some of the fans at ringside but covered her mouth to hide the damage. She had to leave the tour. She returned to North Carolina to undergo dental surgery, and she posted photos on her Instagram account showing off a new and improved smile. She's reportedly expected to fly back to Europe. That's how tough these ladies are, and rejoin the tour. She's got a history of dental injuries throughout her career, and back in January, she suffered a ruptured breast implant, but she played through that injury as well. So she's the one tough cookie, I suppose.
I didn't realize things like that actually happened wrestling, but whoa.
Bang him around.
It is, as much as people say it's fake, there is a predetermined outcome, yes, mm-hmm. but the athleticism is absolutely real.
All right, let's talk about something that's good for as long as we're in the health mode. What is good is what supplies a supplementation to your body's health and well-being, and that's what fish oil does. Much of it is you can eat, but if you don't get enough, and most people don't, then you need to supplement with omega-3s. And then there's krill oil that's come on the market the last 3 or 4 years that is excellent for joint comfort, amongst other things. It's all about lubricating. The fish oil lubricates your cardiovascular system, and the krill oil, it will lubricate your joint system. So the two of them together come from Purity Products in a wonderful little capsule called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 gives you energy. This is a small pill. It'll make a huge difference in your life, your well-being. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It has the right amount of ingredients to make you feel like you're... It was the old expression, I feel like $1 million. That's how you'll feel. Support your heart and your joints and your brain. Call 800-355-1493 for a free jar of this puppy from Purity Products. Free at 800-355-1493. Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Call now. Order your free bottle. Pay shipping a couple of bucks. That's it. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Very good for you. 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
After the hour, it's match time. Yes, matching information coming from the world of technology to Victoria Keelan. Pretty easy to do because she studies this sort of thing in a sophisticated manner, so she can be updated on what is of value and relevance for those of us who don't really know or want to know what's going on behind the scenes. I just want to know how the day-to-day stuff affects my use of technology. So let's get started with Netflix.
This is one of those
scam.
Yeah, this is one of those day-to-day stories that you're referencing, and this can affect you. It is a very, very convincing new email phishing scam that is currently circulating. It's designed to steal credit card details, and this email is landing in a lot of inboxes with the warning, quote, your Netflix membership is on hold. So if you get an email that says that, delete it immediately. Let's start with that. But if you have already opened one of these emails, what you will find is that, of course, your account is fine. But the cyber crooks who have remained unidentified, they have not been able to figure out who is doing this yet. But they make their victims believe that your account is in jeopardy and that if you don't enter in your billing information, that your account will be canceled. And so the email is a very, very convincing email. It takes you to a fake Netflix site. Everything looks legitimate. The logo is correct. It's probably the most sophisticated phishing scam I've ever seen, really.
Wow.
The scam message claims that payment information linked to the account needs to be verified. So, and failing to do so, of course, will cancel your membership. And it gives you messages that are very similar to what you would get from a real Netflix. It says, this process will only take a couple of minutes, will allow us to maintain our high standard of account security. So it looks like it's doing you a favor. So you think, okay, I'm going to go back in, enter my name and address and phone number, date of birth, and my credit card details. Well, once you do that, it then gives you a, your account has been updated, thank you very much, and in an extra sort of knife in the stomach to users, it then takes you to the real Netflix. So you then, it's so convincing that so many people have fallen victim to this so far, they don't even know that they did something wrong because they end up on the real Netflix site. And so it says, your account is now updated, you're free to go back to watching Netflix, enjoy, thank you for being a customer, blah, blah, blah. It gives you all this wonderful language and people just don't even realize that they just got hacked. So if you get an email, again, the warning on the email in the subject line is your Netflix membership is on hold. So just please, just
so how does Netflix how does Netflix send info to you if you do have, if you're playing, I'm paying monthly and you probably are too for Netflix. So if you are behind or the credit card gets denied, what do they say in the slug line to tell you, announce to you that you have a problem?
I don't know because I have automatic billing, but it should say something like...
Well, I do too, but my credit card was hacked, so I have a new credit card number, and it doesn't go to them.
Well, what did it... did you get an email from Netflix? What did it say?
No, I didn't get any emails from Netflix. I'm just wondering if, in fact, I was... I haven't gotten anything yet because they just changed the credit card number, but I wonder if that is what happens in that circumstance.
I think the best thing to do, if you get any email from Netflix at this point, because Netflix can't control this, there are always going to be phishing scams, and it's not Netflix's fault. They're a target just like the consumer is.
Yeah.
I never use any links that go through the email. If you see an email and it says your account is on hold or we need your new card number, go right to the Netflix website itself. Don't use the link that's in the email, and that way you can be really secure in knowing that you're only giving information to the real Netflix and not going through a link. Now, Netflix has also said, which people are not going to do, but they're saying, if you're unsure about a link in an email, you can always hover your cursor over the link and you can see what the URL is. It will not be Netflix. It will be something else, but most people aren't going to do that. So I always say, delete the email and go right to Netflix.com and sign into your account that way, and you know it's secure.
Yep. All right. Chili's has a data breach problem. This is another sort of a scam in a manner of speaking, isn't it?
It is. Chili's restaurants announced on Saturday that a data incident, they're calling it, at some of the restaurants have resulted in credit and debit card data breach. The list of impacted restaurants has not been released yet, but they said the incident happened between March and April, and they're working with a third-party security company to try to figure out exactly how and when this happened. They say that that these are credit cards and debit card numbers that were stolen from customers who made in-restaurant purchases. So if you called over the phone or whatever, that also counts, so just make sure you check your statements and be very, very diligent about that.
Yeah, it's the world is a dangerous place. It's wonderful because we have the help, but it also is dangerous because we have the help from technology. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.